For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Beginning in the last week of April to the last weekend in May, the Old Tennessee Brewery that overlooks the Mississippi River and the South Bluffs neighborhood will be turned into a cultural rendezvous point in the city of Memphis. The event is being called Tennessee Brewery Untapped. Local indie beer makers will serve their craft beverages, and the music will be local and laid back. But besides the event, this is also an experiment to see if a long-standing and abandoned city landmark can be repurposed into a cultural gathering place. The idea is being promoted by a number of Memphis businessmen and has gained the support of the mayor's innovation delivery team. Recently, WKNO's Pierre Kimsey sat down with Tommy Pacello from the mayor's team, as well as investor and attorney Michael Tower.
Tell me about the Tennessee Brewery. I know that it had a long history here in Memphis.
That's right. I believe it was built in the 1890s to really make top quality beer. It produced that beer through the 1950s and has been more or less unused since then.
What's the long-term vision for this building?
We are leasing the property for 6 weeks. It's my understanding that the building has been slated for demolition later in the summer. And I want to make it clear, we've not purchased the building. Mm-hmm. We're leasing it from the current owners. But we are certainly hopeful that through these efforts, there will be a renewed interest in maybe seeing if there's some way to keep that from happening.
In general, you're thinking of a beer garden with some entertainment.
We're going to have the four local microbreweries are all participating. So we're going to have 12 taps of local beer. We're going to have 2 to 3 food trucks on site most of the time. We have some musicians coming in and performing, more low-key kind of stuff.
Tommy, how did the mayor's innovation delivery team get involved in this?
This project is very similar to some of the work that we have been doing in neighborhoods and at other sort of buildings through the MemFix and the MemShop programs. And when organizers got going with this, we felt like we were able to at least advise them. And just if I can dig into pre-vitalization for a second, it's really this idea that you can demonstrate and test concepts before you actually double down and invest in them at a larger scale.
What's the reaction been from the people in the neighborhood?
It's been largely fantastic and very, very supportive.
Yeah, but it should be said that there's been some disgruntled people.
When you live in the lofts or you live in the South Coast, you make a very large investment mm-hmm. in your property. And rightfully so, you should be nervous, especially in that case, because the building in the past has not been treated appropriately. There have been events that have gone too late, been too loud. All those types of things, and they've been burned before.
Right.
We've met with the Downtown Neighborhood Association, the South Main Association, the Downtown Memphis Commission, and actually gotten letters of support from all of the neighborhood associations, understanding this greater purpose of highlighting the hidden value of the building.
There are models that have worked in other cities. One that comes to mind is the steel factory in Birmingham, Alabama.
Or why can't this same thing be applied to the Sterick building or to other historic properties that we're going to have that are going to be difficult to figure out what to do with? This pre-vitalization is the first step. Mm-hmm. It's understanding and learning from what will work and what won't work.
Tommy Pacello from the Mayor's Innovation Delivery Team and Michael D. Tower, who's an investor in this project, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And that was WKNO's Pierre Kimsey. Beginning April 24th, you can listen to music and have a beer in the historic brewery between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Thursdays and Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. For a schedule of events, find the Facebook page, Tennessee Brewery Untapped.